here's where we are in Iran.
State Department issuing a travel advisory for U.S. citizens in Iran. The message is short and to the point, quote, leave Iran now. Have a plan for departing Iran that does not rely on the U.S. government help. This follows President Trump's warning to the Islamic Republic as reports reveal hundreds of civilians have been killed during anti-government protests. The White House also revealing the private messages Iran is sending back to the United States. Watch this.
What the Iranian regime is saying publicly is quite different from the messages they are sending to the United States and the Trump administration privately. President Trump, as for him, he has always expressed that diplomacy is the first option, always has been, always will be. However, he is unafraid to use the lethal force and might of the United States military if and when he deems that necessary. And nobody knows that better than the Iranian regime.
Meanwhile, Wall Street Journal reporting, J.D. Vance wants to try diplomacy instead of hitting them again. Apparently, he opposed the strikes last time within the Trump administration. Of course, Democrats making much hay out of that. See, we have to leave the mullahs in place. Okay. I know J.D. Vance was in high school when we started negotiating with the mullahs, and all they did was use it to buy time to build the nukes to kill America. So, folks, that's not going to work. This idea we should have negotiations. We're having negotiations right now. But we have reached the point where the negotiations are leave or we could kill you. You could end up unalive. Which, speaking of which, apparently is an event scheduled for later today in Iran.
There's this horrific report, albeit unconfirmed, but also it would be unsurprising, of a 26-year-old Iranian who is set to be hanged later today. It would be the first public execution of this round of protesting. I mean, the resolve of people who are willing to die for a cause that they may not see come to fruition is awe-inspiring.
Yeah, pray for those poor people. It's what the Democrats have done to those poor people. You think it's bad what they've done to us? They installed the mullahs. They funded them. They built that nuclear system brick by brick, nuclear weapon system brick by brick by brick by brick. And I'm going to prove it to you in the next segment. So Trump needs to stop listening to J.D. Vance. I'm not sure what's up with J.D. Vance. He needs to get his head examined. We need to take him out while we can. They hang this guy today. That is the perfect. They are putting one last fist in our face. That is the perfect opportunity. We got to do it anyway. We've got to kill. I prefer to kill the mullahs. I want to use the Maduro tactic, but I don't want them to end up alive at the end of it. Totally justified. They using Democrat money, the Democrats spent that, sent them the hundreds of billions of dollars between Obama and Biden. These are Iranians who are flying drones into our bases and killing our troops. I was done with them years ago. They need to die. The part where they put a fatwa on Trump three times, that's a death sentence. The Ayatollah, but never on the Democrats, sent three assassins to kill Trump or his inner circle. Again, we've got all three of them in custody. One has been convicted and serving time in federal prison. I'm done here. I'm just done. And the reason we have to do this, maybe I'll speak slowly. I normally like J.D. Vance, but I don't get where he's coming from here. I think he wants to be cautious so he could be president. We don't have time for that. Let me tell you why. Because we are rapidly heading to a time where future Republican candidates for president have to campaign for a bunker from a bunker because the Iranian assassins are hunting them on our soil. So this isn't about regime building or nation building or foreign wars. This is about survival for future Republican candidates. Let me remind you how we got here. Here's Mike, because fuck, this is why we got to kill him. This is why we got to bring it. I'm serious. We can send him to Russia. I'm afraid they'll come back under a Democrat regime. The only way I think our candidates can truly be safe on our soil is for them to die. I'm serious. And we are there. We are absolutely there. Trump needs to take this and run. We've already got the bodies in the bags. He's got the moral justification. Do it and end this. Just end this. Here's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, former CIA director under Donald Trump. with some history.
Remember where we came in. In 2015, the Obama-Biden administration essentially handed power to the Iranian leadership and acted as a quasi-ally of theirs by underwriting the very militias that killed Americans. Those resources, the money that they had to build out those forces throughout the Shia Crescent was provided to them by the nuclear deal. We allowed Europeans to go do business there. We provided them $150 billion, pallets of cash. All of these things are the very challenge that the Trump administration has had to correct. The strategy is working. We're going to stay the course, and we will protect and defend the American people at every step.
$100 billion, pallets of cash. Barack Obama cuts a nuclear deal with them that funds their nukes and allows them to not only build nukes, but then at the end of 5 years, buy the missiles from either Russia or China with which to deliver them to our shores or to Israel's shores or both. Trump comes into office and they begin breaking the law, violating the Hatch Act. Democrats going to Iran and telling them, look, we'll help you wait out Trump and just hang on and we'll keep you in power so you can brutalize women for showing their hair.
Former members of the Obama administration have been caught holding back-channel communications with Iranian officials on how to defeat U.S. foreign policy under the Trump administration. Specifically, they've been contacting Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. One American News exposed John Kerry's illegal shadow diplomacy with Zarif last year when the two were caught holding secret meetings together in Paris and photos were taken of them. In some cases, Obama officials reportedly attended Capitol Hill meetings to learn information about new U.S. policies from congressional Democrats and then relayed that information to the Iranian government. This, of course, is in violation of the Logan Act.
Yes, that was when Trump was in office. Here's Fox News reporter on John Kerry coaching the mullahs on how to stay in power. Hang on. Hold on to the billions we sent you. We will help. Once we steal the get Biden elected.
He was having, quote unquote, illegal meetings with Iran's foreign minister. And what others have said is an attempt to undermine or subvert or coach the Iranians on how to get around or avoid the new harder, mm-hmm. tougher policy in Iran.
Understand something, folks. Remember when Bush laid out the axis of evil? There's another partner. It's the Democrat Party in partnership with Iran. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the time talking about John Kerry's utter betrayal. Folks, the Democrat Party has merged with Iran. They try to kill our presidential candidates during the election season. We've got to end this now.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented. This is a former Secretary of State engaged with the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And according to him, right? You don't have to take my word for it. These are his answers. He was talking to them. He was telling them to wait out this administration. You can't find precedent for this in U.S. history.
No.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
That's the definition of treason. That's why, folks, if we want to defeat Democrat tyranny and Iranian assassination attempts, we've got to sever the relationship between the Democrats and the mullahs by making sure they never hurt anyone again. No better chance than we have right now to do this. Coming up next.